You're listening to The Naked Scientist. So now it's time to invite Diana O'Carroll back into the studio for this week's question of the week. Hello, Diana.
Hello. Well, this week we've got a popular issue.
Hi, this is Steve. Hello from Dubai. A good friend and I were talking the other day about a possible reversal of natural selection in today's world. She theorised that with modern society as it is, highly skilled, intelligent people are either having less children or putting it off altogether due to time constraints and lifestyle choices. Leaving those, while trying to put it nicely, less intellectually gifted, the job of providing the bulk of population growth. But is there any scientific evidence to back it up?
Is the world being densely populated?
I'm James R. Flynn, presently at the Sage Foundation in New York, but normally a professor at the University of Otago in New Zealand. The question of dysgenic mating, and by that we mean that people with lesser education are having more children than people with more education, would, if it were universal and persistent and not contradicted by anything else, probably be a problem over a period of 100 or 200 years. But it's not universal, and countries where everyone has a middle-class lifestyle like Scandinavia, and where you have real educational quality for everyone, you don't have this trend. Now, you can always say, is there any chance that countries like Britain or America will achieve that degree of social justice? Maybe they won't. But there is the Flynn effect. That is, while we might be losing one IQ point a generation through dysgenic mating, we are picking up something like 9 points a generation due to environmental factors. Better schooling, more interaction between parent and child, a more cognitively rich environment. Now, that may run out of steam eventually, but we don't have any real reason to be concerned in the meantime. If IQ gains due to environmental factors stop happening, and we are silly enough not to make our societies more equal, then over a 200-year period, you might start worrying about the fact that the brighter people aren't having as many kids.
The Flynn effect describes how IQ scores, on average, have risen over generations across the world. But IQ can be affected by education, and in the end, it's education that should prevent the imbalance. The exact definition of intelligence is often argued over. Is it emotional intelligence, or so-called common sense, planning ability, or mathematical ability?
We had some rather heated comments on our forum about this one. Make It Lady pointed out the high rate of teenage pregnancy here in the UK, and RD noted that it might be an intelligent way of exploiting the welfare system.
Oh dear. Well, on that serious note, let's think about some pretty flowers instead.
Hello there, Naked Scientists. This is Sarah Miskimming from West Sussex. I've grown sunflowers in my garden for several years now, and they always follow the sun round from east to west each day. But what I would like to know is, do they slowly unwind during the night so that at sunrise they are pointing east again, ready and waiting for the sun up? Or do they remain facing where the sun set in the west until the sun starts to rise and then suddenly whiz round to face it? Also, if it's a particularly clear night with a bright full moon, do they turn to follow that too? Many thanks, Naked Scientists.
Do sunflowers have an uncoiling reflex or sun detectors? Let us know by writing on our forum at thenakedscientist.com/forum or via email. That's chris@thenakedscientists.com.
Thank you, Diana. That's Diana O'Carroll with this week's Question of the Week. You can catch up more from her Questions of the Week as a podcast in their own right on iTunes, The Naked Scientist's Question of the Week, or via our website, nakedscientist.com/questionoftheweek.